Or a snake doctor sewing needle?
No, I don't believe that. And a bug.
In a bug. Did you ever hear of
no.
a darning needle?
Yeah, a darning needle.
Uh-huh. What would that look like?
Well, you take it over a little gold wood and darn up your place with the needle.
No, this is a fly. You know, it's a bug that... See, some people call this a darning needle because it's so thin and so long.
Well, I really wouldn't know.
You never saw
no,
one?
Not
well,
much.
That's what they call this bug because it just is so skinny like that. It looks like you could break his wings off and sew with him.
We don't have them around here.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And some
dirt dauber.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Underground peanuts.
Now, would your father call them anything different?
No, I don't imagine he would have. There would have always been peanuts.
Did you ever hear the word goobers?
Them's a big kind.
Well, what's the difference between them?
A peanut's small and a goober's large.
If we can go back to that question about the worms, number 65, what do you call the large, large worms used for bait?
Fishing.
Fish bait.
No, it's mud worms and red worms, and what's a bigger worm?
Grub worm.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Grub worm.
Okay. Now, number 70, what... If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
You mean how do they get along?
No, they say, if you look at the boy and you look at the man, you know that that's his father. You'd say that the boy...
Son and father. Father and son.
Uh-huh. But how would you say that you can tell they're the same because by looking at them?
Well, they could favor.
What do you call, if a boy's behavior is similar to his father's behavior, you would say the boy...
is a very good boy.
Okay. And suppose the father's no good and he's always doing bad things and the boy's just the same.
Well, they're just no good.
Uh-huh. Would you say that they're just alike or how would you...
just alike. Uh-huh. They're no good.
Would you say he takes after or has ways
takes
like...
takes after his father.
Okay, now... I'm going to ask you those two again so you can see sort of what I want. It's hard to get this because if I say to you, takes after, then you say takes after right back, and I don't know which one you might use in conversation. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy...
is just like his father.
Okay. And if a boy's behavior is similar to his father's...
well, he's just like his father to ride on.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth but isn't a nurse?
A granny. That's what they used to call them.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City dudes.
If a country person went into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
A country boy.
Country cracker.
Country cracker. Country boy, I'd say. A man, either one.
Okay. If how do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
Well, they're dark complected, a brown when it's dark complected.
Uh-huh, but I mean the people that were slaves in the country before the war between the states. What would you call them?
They called them slaves.
Uh-huh, but now what would you call them?
Negros.
Okay. If you could tell me, what would you call the people who were slaves in this country before the war between the states?
Excuse me.
Is that for you? Oh, good. So she's been really sick.
And sister, let me tell you one thing. She was just a walking angel beauty before any of these things ever happened.
Well, it's nice to hear that a person fights afterwards, you know.